Unit 4. Out of the Blue. Four A. Exercise 3B, page 43.
The myth that saved the Moken people. On the beautiful Surin Islands of Thailand, the Moken people had told stories about their ancestors for thousands of years. Their tales of magic and monsters explained the history of the world and nature. Goai, a Moken boy, loved these old stories but never imagined that one day one of them would help him during one of the worst natural disasters in history. It all started one December day in 2004. Goai was walking across the beach on his way to collect some honey. It was an ordinary day on the island that the boy called home. The white sand was soft under his toes, the waves were splashing softly, and the sun was shining brightly. The calm water looked like a mirror, and it was a perfect day for Goai's brother, Hook, to go fishing. Hook had left earlier that day and was far out to sea, but Goai wasn't anxious. In fact, it was common for older boys to fish alone, as all the Moken were excellent sailors. The sea was a friend that they knew well. This day was different, however. As he walked on the shore, Goai noticed something curious that he had never seen before. Suddenly, the water in front of him went away quickly and back into the ocean, further and quicker than he ever thought possible. In seconds, all he could see was sand, boats, and fish. As he ran back to his village, he heard an old man shouting, "Laboon! Laboon! The Laboon is coming!" Immediately, Goai recognized the name and remembered the myth of the monster who would drink up the sea before destroying whole islands. According to the story, when the water disappears from the shore, you should run to high ground to keep safe. The legend also said that if you were at sea, you should go further away from the shore. By doing so, sailors could keep safe. Goai and the villagers ran towards the thick forest of the island and up a steep hill. They climbed to the top and watched as the first wave of the tsunami came back rapidly and smashed the Moken houses like paper. Then another terrifying one came, and another. Each wave was more powerful than the last, and each was coming closer and closer. However, Goai and his friends were safe. Out at sea, Hook also felt something strange was happening. He too followed the story's advice and headed straight into the open ocean. Together, the brothers had survived a terrible tsunami. It was one that killed thousands of people and destroyed towns and cities all over the world. However, thanks to a myth from the ancient past, it was a disaster that didn't hurt a single Moken person.